The newest Raven, tight end Crockett Gilmore, joins us.
Tight end from Colorado State, Ravens second third round pick, 99th overall. Crockett, congratulations. Welcome to Baltimore. Jerry Sandusky and Brett Hollander with you. We want to welcome you here to the Baltimore Ravens, as well as to a town that loves football.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of the Raven organization, and I'm ready to roll.
Now, you're going to step into an offense that really Ravens fans have no more familiarity with than you do. New offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak. So it's not like you have to catch up with everybody. You're actually going to start on the same place that everybody else does. But I'm sure you know about Gary Kubiak's offenses with the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos before that. It's kind of a dream offense for a tight end, isn't it?
It is. You know, Coach Kubiak and Coach Fairchild, my first college coach, have a little bit of history. And it's very similar from what I understand. And like I said, a variety of tight ends and tight ends of different size and stature and how they use them and where they line up. And I'm just excited to get in there and learn everything along the rest of the guys. Obviously, we're going to learn a little bit more being a rookie. But like I said, excited to be there, excited to be a part of the Baltimore organization.
Crockett, in today's day and age of the NFL, you see tight end and you just think big wide receiver. Nobody really thinks about blocking skills anymore. But John Harbaugh was very complimentary about the blocking skills that you showed on tape and that the scouts saw in you. How big of a game is the blocking aspect, and how important do you think that was in getting selected in the third round?
You know, blocking and running the ball and defense still win championships. And from what I've seen the last 3 years, it's still true. And anything we can do to, you know, continue to win and continue to bring that success to Baltimore, that just opens up all the pass game, but you still got to be able to run the ball.
You started your college career as a defensive player, if I'm correct. Is that right?
That is right.
So you have what most offensive coaches love to see, and that is the defensive mindset, the aggressive mindset
yes,
that you bring to the game. That is somewhat of an advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, that background helps me as well as wrestling and everything else I did growing up. But absolutely, that defensive mindset is something that you can't tell a guy about. They have to know it coming into the building. It's not something you want to be developing when somebody's 22 years old.
As we read up on you here, Crockett, you started as a tight end, then you went to defense, and then you went back to tight end?
I did. I've been all over the place. You know, I got into camp, was rotating in with the ones. Some injuries happened on defense, and they needed me. And I'm a football player. I can play anywhere. So they asked me if I'd move, and I moved. Coach Ferris said, "We're moving you with the intent that you're going to be a starter next year." And I said, "Okay."
And that, of course, sets you up, Crockett, for special teams in the NFL, because if a rookie wants to see the field as much as possible, especially a rookie that's going to have two established veterans ahead of him on the depth chart, you're going to have to be ready to play special teams. When was the last time you were on all the special teams? Do you have to go back to high school for that?
We can go back to this season.
Really? That's outstanding.
I played on punt and kickoff return and a couple times on punt return, and I try to be on kickoff, but you know, it gets a little worn down when you're scoring as much as we did.
Your size is clearly something that jumps off the page. 6'6", 256. What do you think your ideal playing weight is going to be for the NFL? Although you're not going to change your height, obviously, but in terms of your weight, what are you looking to show up to camp at? And as a tight end, knowing the speed of the NFL, do you try to trim down to help your speed, bulk up a little to help your blocking? It's a tough decision. Where do you come in on that?
I actually walk around about 260, 265, and that's where I'll actually get up to 270 and probably play about 265.
Now, Crockett, you're from Texas. You went to Colorado State, and you reside in Texas now. I'm thinking in my head that you went to a type of high school that was one of those Friday Night Lights type high schools.
For me, and when I went here, yes, it was. We were 15-1, state runner-ups. The numbers out here are just ridiculous. Weston Richburg also went to school with me. He was selected the second round of the day. Also went to Colorado State with me. I think we've had six Division I products out of 2A high school. we continue to produce and we continue to be successful at the, you know, the college level. We're the first two to be able to, you know, continue in the NFL. The school's only 6 years old, so I think we're doing pretty well.
Crockett, with a name like mine, Jerry Sandusky, I'm very sensitive to everybody's names. And you have, Brett and I were talking, a great name, Crockett Gilmore. That is a great name that I think people are going to really kind of grab a hold of. And I'm sure everybody says this to you. The immediate thing you think of is the combination of Davy Crockett and Happy Gilmore. Where did your parents come up with the name Crockett? Because that is not a name you hear every day in the NFL.
Oh, we are Texas kids, and my brother's name is Austin. So we were nicknamed the Texas boys growing up. And then I was actually named after a little bad wrestler that my mom knew that was one of my older brother's age. So I was named after him. And like I said, we were nicknamed the Texas boys forever. And then we went to Colorado State, and there was three of us. So, again, we were the Texas boys. So it's just kind of stuck around.
Well, you're a Baltimore boy now, and I'm sure you're excited to get here to start to see what it's like. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
I have not. But now it's home, so I'm ready.
So you're going to spend a lot of time, I would imagine, Googling Baltimore, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You're going to love what it's like to play at M&T Bank Stadium because it's 70,000 fans, whether it's preseason or playoffs. What's the biggest crowd you ever played in front of in college?
I think at Alabama this year. I don't remember the exact number, but it was
sold out.
If it
was Alabama, it's about 2 million, I think, so you'll be fine. You've seen crowds that big before. And you'll have plenty of Alabama guys here, C.J. Mosley, Timmy Jernigan from Florida State, Terrence Brooks from Florida State. You come from Colorado State, so it's a nice mix of guys who are arriving at the same time. Who will you reach out to now, Crockett, to try to get a feel for some of the things you need to start taking care of and thinking about as a pro football player, not just a college player anymore?
My tight end coach, Art Valero, he came from the NFL. He's been there this whole time, pushing me and really letting me understand throughout the season of what was expected and understand when our season was over, we still had, you know, 8 games in an NFL season. So we took that approach all year and really came to understand what was going on. Obviously, it's a little different in that setting, but he's the guy I go to for anything I need. Like I said, he's been in the NFL for a long time, and we're lucky to have him at Colorado State, but that's the guy that I'll be going to.
That's a huge resource to draw from. And as we saw the new names coming off the board for the Ravens, names like yourself, guys that we're not as familiar with other than watching a few games on television with, you have some firsthand experience playing against C.J. Mosley, a tight end and an inside linebacker. I've got to believe you ran into him a couple of times. What's he like?
A few times. You know, he's a really solid player. I enjoy playing against him. You know, every week you're reading about Alabama and all that they're accomplished on defense. And to get a chance to go down there, you know, play in the SEC and, you know, really show the world what we're all about, Colorado State, and just, you know, blue-collar, hard-working team. I think that Alabama has that same type of chip on their shoulder, regardless if they're number one or not. They still play with that attitude. And CJ was the leader of the defense. You know, he was controlling everything. He made some plays against us, continued to make plays. I'm really excited to have him on my team.
Yeah, well, I know Colorado State lost to Bama in that game in Tuscaloosa, obviously a tough game early in the year, but you had a couple grabs in that game, 28 yards receiving. Any of those on CJ directly?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
you have a chance to bring it up. But give it a couple of times. After you've spent some time in training camp, you'll have caught 9 passes, and then they would have all come against CJ. You'll have a lot of fun with that, believe me, as the training camp evolves. As you now shift your attention to the pro experience, if you wouldn't mind, take us through the experience that very few people ever get a chance to have in their life, and none of us, and fans always wonder about. What was it like getting the call from, I'll presume, Ozzie Newsome, John Harbaugh, when they called you tonight and said, welcome to the Baltimore Ravens?
You know, initially Ozzie asked me the area code if I recognized it, and for some reason the area code didn't pop up. It just said incoming call, so I didn't know. And he said, well, you know it's an NFL team, right? And I said, yes. And he goes, okay, it's the Baltimore Ravens. And I knew Ozzie, obviously. And so before I could even say, he said, this is Ozzie Newsome. And we went through that, And then he just gave me some small talk. You know, nothing. He didn't lead on that they were going to take me. He was asking who's calling, and I told him who had called and who was interested. And then he said, "Well, they've already picked, bud." And I said, "Yeah, I know." And he said, "Well, how do you feel about?"
And who else was interested? Who else was calling you?
The Browns had called, and then somebody else was calling as the Ravens calling. I didn't answer it, so he kind of led on that. Well, how'd you feel to be a Raven? And he goes, "Oh yeah, the picks in. You're a Raven."
You must have given him the right answer, Crockett. Good answer, Crockett. Good answer. Look, you're talking to Ozzie Newsome, and I'm sure you realize he's a Hall of Famer. He'll probably be a double Hall of Famer as a GM as well. But he's a Hall of Famer at your position. I've asked Dennis Pitta this, Todd Heap, all of the Ravens tight ends, and none of them have ever gone into Ozzie's office and just talked about the tight end position. Are you going to take advantage of the fact that you have one of the greatest tight ends that ever played as your new boss, or is it just too intimidating to do that?
When we get in the offices, we'll have to see. Right now, you know, we're going to focus on what we need to do, but I think I might have to stop by.
I would highly recommend it because Ozzie's not the kind of guy who will give you answers before you ask him questions, but if you ask him a good question, he will give you a great answer. I can promise you that. Crockett Gilmore, great name, great news. Congratulations, and welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.